the entertainment capital of Sacramento County.
It is. That's true.
All right, we're good over there?
There we go. Here we go. And we're off. Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, STAB's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called...
Stab. Thank you very much,
Joe. So let's hear it for John. Oh, thank you. Take a breath, please. All right. You guys are going to meet your contestants. You got Tyler Kenny right here. Tyler Kenny. Alfonso Portella. Yeah. Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Guys, thanks for being here. Wonderful. My name is John Ross. This is a show called Stab. And it's going to be... hype. I think that's what they call it. Tyler Kenny, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, John.
I appreciate it. Tyler Kenny, I don't know if you knew this about Tyler Kenny. He loves black people. Loves black people. Sorry, I read that wrong. No. He hates black licorice. I'm sorry. That's black licorice. Hates black licorice. Sorry. Thank you for being here, Tyler.
I love
Alfonso Portella. Thank you for being here again.
Pleasure.
Alfonso Portella, I don't know if you knew this about him, likes short walks on the beach. Short walks. Yeah. On the beach. Jesse Jones here at the end. I don't know if you knew this about Jesse Jones. He's qualified. Let's play Stab. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. This first segment is called Location, Location, Location. Gentlemen, you all run businesses in shitty locations. Make us want to come there and shop. Tyler Kinney. You run a Mexican restaurant for Republicans only. Alfonso Portella, you're the speech therapist in a town where the people, where the townspeople don't have tongues. And Jesse Jones, you teach martial arts in a town entirely occupied by ninjas. We're going to go ahead and start. Tyler Kenny, you run a Mexican restaurant for Republicans. Let's hear it.
Hola. Bienvenida. Al restaurante mexicano para los republicanos. In American, that means welcome to this American restaurant. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and enjoy the finest Mexican cuisine. Oh, let's start from the top.
It's not going to get better.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and come enjoy the finest Mexican cuisine, all served by a docile and hardworking underclass. Leave your white daughters at home and relax to traditional Mexican music, which is actually just La Bamba on repeat. That is one grand old fiesta. Try our authentic guacamole, now with more mayonnaise. Our waitstaff is so friendly, you'll wish that they were documented, so that they were paying taxes, so that you could have something to talk about with them. Doritos and Cheese Whiz. Just like from the old world. White bread and ketchup tacos. Just the way you imagine your gardener's grandmother very well might have made them. If you ever asked him about himself just once. Flavor so delicious, you'll build a wall to keep them in.
Very good, Tyler.
Thank you, John.
Kennedy, you're on a Mexican restaurant for Republicans only. Alfonso Portella. You're a speech therapist in a town where the townspeople don't have tongues.
This is a radio commercial.
Okay. Hey, Albert! What's going on? No, you want? No, I don't want to be yellow me. We yellow me? Really? Really? We yellow me? Well, Albert, we don't want it on. When you want it now, you're waiting to be a valet. You're waiting to be a valet. Go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alfonso Portella. I've dedicated my life's work in speech-language pathology to working with people without tongues in towns only inhabited by tongueless people just like yours. You may be thinking, why speech? Hasn't sign language been working just fine? Sure it has, but there's nothing like expressing your thoughts without wiggling your hands around like a total goober. Don't take my word for it. Here are a few testimonials. Call today and schedule an appointment. I'd love to chat with you. I'm sure you'd love to be able to chat with me too. Come see me. It works. Wee wee.
Very good. Alfonso Portella, speech therapist in the town. Jesse Jones, you teach martial arts in a town entirely occupied by ninjas.
I'm sure that's fun. Have you tried every other freaking dojo in town? Only to be told that your bloodline carries shame which can never be cleansed or some such? Are you tired of never knowing who you're honor-bound to destroy in order to advance through the endless hierarchy of your ancient clan? In a city full of shit of master assassins, prowling unseen and unheard through streets that are somehow 95% shrouded in shadow, finding the right self-defense program for you is crucial. That's where Sensei Gary Davidson comes in. Come on down to Gary Davidson's Tire Care Center and Discount Dojo Arium. Gary's traveled all the highest, most ridiculously inaccessible mountaintop monasteries in all the frickin' world, just so you don't have to. He'll teach you whatever. Bojuka, Nindokai, Kajukenbo. Gary knows all that shit. And if he deems you worthy, he might even teach you a couple Byo-Ditsu moves. Never heard of it? Not a surprise. Gary's one of only three guys in the world who's ever been taught its ancient secrets. Gonna be two next week after Gary avenges his master's memory because that dick Kogu had to go and fuck shit up for everybody about some freaking prophecy or something. So come on down to Gary Davidson's Tire Care Center and Discount Dojo Arium. And remember, with every purchase of a full set of four Michelin all-season 60,000-mile treadwear tires, Gary will throw in, free of charge, one hand-folded katana, cursed by the spirits of 60,000 fallen warriors. Don't want a cursed ghost sword? Neither did Gary. Don't like it? The line to challenge Sensei Gary Davidson starts over by the snow chains.
Very good. That was location, location, location. Very good. Thank you, guys. You guys can clap. Why not? Please clap.
I'm John Alston, and this is Still Stab.
Thank you very much. Thank you, John.
We appreciate it. Let's continue to play Stab. This next segment is called Department of Tourism. You've all been hired as the new director of your city's tourism board to promote more tourism to your city. Now make us want to come there, live, visit, I don't know. Whatever you like. Tyler Kinney, East Suicide City. That's the place you're making us come. Portella, you're having us come to the Republic of Chinese Food. Republic of Chinese Food. Jesse Jones, yours is the City of Angles. The City of Angles. We're going to start with Tyler Kinney, East Suicide City.
Let's face it, you're already here. Once you make this decision, and you know it in your heart, you are already here. And when you think about it, you've always been here. East Suicide City. There. Doesn't that feel better? You are in control. You made the decision. For the first time you can remember, you feel a rush of calm wash over you. Dwell a little bit on that feeling. Swarm. You don't have to talk to your family about it. You just need to sack up and buy a bus ticket to Suicide City. Why haven't you bought your bus ticket yet? Probably because you're unlovable and overweight. So get that ticket. Come on down. Don't consult your therapist. Is there a God? Doesn't matter. Find out before all your friends. But it doesn't matter because nothing matters and you're an unlovable, shitty animal. East Suicide City. People can't miss you until you're gone.
Very good. Very good. Very uplifting. Thank you. Thank you. Alfonso Portella, the Republic of Chinese Food.
The Republic of Chinese Food! A true modern marvel! Come, visit the small city I made entirely out of mushed together Chinese food. Have you ever gone on a walk and wished the streets were made of saucy fried noodles? Take a stroll down Chow Mein Street. It's a pile of chow mein over there that you could stand in. Marvel at the architecture. Standing at 6 feet, Takeout Box Tower is the world's tallest structure made entirely out of used Chinese food takeout boxes. 6 feet high, because that's as high as I could stack them there. Oh, never mind, it just fell over. Stay a night in a hut I made of slabs of egg bouillon piled on top of each other and baked in the sun. It'll be an experience unlike any you've ever known, unless you've ever fallen while carrying a plate of Chinese food. And then your friend just kept piling it on for 3 weeks while you asked yourself, how did I get here? What do you get when you take beef and broccoli you found in a dumpster behind Golden Teacup Dragon Cafe? Blend it up and loosely shape it into a wet, sticky mattress. The best sleep of your life, that's what! But don't take my word for it. Here's some actual visitors of the Republic of Chinese Food. I thought this would be cool, but it was just a pile of old Chinese food behind a Panda Express. I loved it! There were goyles! Chinese ones, I think. I don't remember! I get paid for this, right? Visit soon before the raccoons get to it.
Jesse Jones, I'll bring this segment home with you. The City of Angles. The City of Angles, that's right.
Have you always had a Pythagorean theorem that a stylish, sophisticated, mathematically planned community might just make a cute place to call home someday? Well, we've got good hypotenuse for you, and it's called the City of Angles. And while that might sound hyperbolic, after you hear our pitch, all your doubts will be polygon. A radiant of sunshine in an otherwise obtuse housing market, City of Angles is calculated for every variable of your hectare life. Want to keep your slopes and curves looking straight and sharp? Check out City of Angles' state-of-the-art fitness center located in Scalene Square. It's a great place to work out your bisectors and obliques. And afterward, why not take a soothing dip in one of our many hot tubs, which are always kept at a steamy 90 degrees. Temperature the locals call, just right. But now I'm wandering off on a tangent. The point is this. No matter what quadrant of the globe or side of the country you're on, you're no more than two planes from the City of Angles. And don't worry about your finances. City of Angles is an equilateral opportunity renter. And no irrational offers will be rebuked. So after you've read over the terms of your isosceles, just sign on the dotted line. Or if you like your credit might have a negative arc, City of Angles always accepts a cosine.
That was the Department of Tourism.
Remember, I'm John Alston. And you're watching Stab. I'm John Alston.
Very much, John Alston. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You're good. It's been great. This final segment, it's called Stab Grab Bag. Gentlemen, each of you have been given different prompts. Here they are. Tyler Kinney, your segment, Grab Bag, is the dating profiles of the fictional and or non-fictional. Please have written a dating profile from the perspective of the Virgin Mary. Go ahead.
Single mom looking to leave another set of footprints on my walks on the beach. I'm a loving woman with a big heart. You might have seen it, actually. It's usually wrapped in thorns and set on fire, airbrushed on the hood of a lowrider, or tattooed on the chest of a woman that loves attention but hates her father. I'm the outdoorsy type. I love long walks through the desert. Donkey rides through the desert. Camel rides through the desert. I love a good night's stay in an inn, but I am not afraid to sleep in a barn. I'm looking for a shorter man, because I am seemingly always looking down and to the right, empathetically. Like that. I'm always ready for a hug. Vasectomy is a must. Kids are great, but I'm done with that chapter of my life. You might have read that chapter. It's called the Book of Luke. But what they didn't write about was raising a kid with an emotionally distant man after he developed an inferiority complex after I had a little one-night stand with the creator of the universe. But that's all in the past now. I'm just a single, good old girl from Nazareth trying to get her groove back in the city that never sleeps, Damascus. I like a good white wine. I stay away from the reds because sometimes it's the blood of my son. 420, okay.
Very good, Tyler. Kidding. Kidding profiles. A big round of non-fictional visionary. Alfonso Portella, your segment grab bag is vows to an asshole. Vows to an asshole. Please have written your wedding vows to the following asshole. Vlad the Impaler. Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad, I remember when I first saw you feed a red roasted baby to his mother while the father watched as he bled from the wound you inflicted violently upon him. I got dizzy trying to keep track of all the thoughts running around my head. So many emotions. You were framed by stakes stacked high with the town's virgin children, the light from the burning wreckage about you left you in silhouette among your triumph. A powerful image indeed. I thought, who was this babe? I'll be honest, approaching you was difficult after seeing you bite the nipples off a screaming woman, but I knew I had to get me a piece of this. I did everything to get your attention. I pillaged and I plundered. But it wasn't until I saw you flay a man alive and make him watch me his skin that you approached me and said in your deep Eastern European accent,
good one.
I smiled and you smiled back. And then, without breaking eye contact, you slowly grabbed the skin from my hand and took a bite. That's when I knew I was in love and I could feel it. You loved me too. It was so strong, I'm pretty sure the corpses at our feet were like, we ain't even mad. As I stand here under this altar of woven limbs, I want to promise you that if my love was a tower of dead babies, it would be forever taller than our already existing tower of dead babies and infants. Together, there's nothing we can't do, no village we can't plunder, no baby we can't roast and feed to its mother. I'm overjoyed to have massacred with you and to learn why they really call you the Impaler.
Very good, Alfonso Portella. Well, good answer. Jesse Jones, the segment grab bag that you get is movie makeup. Please have written a synopsis on the following titles we made up. Title we made up. El Diablo tiene un palo polla. The devil has a dick stick. The devil has a dick stick.
I apologize to Alfonso for the accent. El Diablo tiene un palo polla. Is actually a beloved Spanish folktale told by grandmothers for generations. It tells the tale of what happens to bad little children who act up and don't be good. The story goes that there once was a little boy named Manuel. Manuel liked to cause trouble. Pushing over carts of beans, making ugly faces at all the ghosts of the village. One day an old woman stopped little Manuel, told him that if he kept acting this way, that El Diablo would find him and bop his hands with his palo. Manuel did not believe the old woman. He told her that she smelled like old river water and hit her bosom with an ear of corn. Manuel ran away laughing, pleased with his words and his action.
spend the rest of the day picking fights with chicken and telling lies to the barns. My boy was very happy with his mean-spirited behavior. When just then a puff of red smoke shot up from the ground and El Diablo appeared before little my boy. El Diablo laughed and menaced the little boy. You like to tell lies to buildings? And he told woman with corn, do you, boy? My wife smiled and nodded his head. I do, you big red onion. You are a bad little boy indeed, El Diablo said, waving his palo above his head. I'm not afraid of you, El Diablo. I will throw corn at you. Manuel waved a fist at El Diablo, and as he did, El Diablo bumped Manuel's hand with his palo and smiled. Will you now? And how is it that you will throw the corn at me with your hand in such a state? In a poof, Manuel's fingers were magically transformed into flaccid penises. Manuel screamed and cried, you bully! You turned my fingers into penises! But I have more than one hand to throw corn. But as he tried, El Diablo bopped that hand as well, turning those fingers too into dangly useless penises. And so Manuel ran away. And when he grew up, everyone pitied the man with the tiny soft dick fingers. And he was never happy. And so the moral of the story is, of course, I will in just 1 second. I have literally one more sentence to go. And so, the moral of the story is, of course, se un gallo o tener los dedos de gallos. Or, be a cock, have cock fingers.
Very good.
It's a weird quote.
That is the end of Stab, and my voice, apparently, one more time, for all the comedians yourself. Tyler Kenny, Alfonso Bordon, Jesse Jones. Thank you guys for coming. If you'd like to hear more Stabs, go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being iTunes, or stabforgold.com, stab4gold.com, Stitcher, SoundCloud. You can watch us on YouTube. We do a bunch of stuff. We have like 70 episodes up on iTunes. So thank you guys for coming out one more time for John Alston. John Alston. Thank you very much. Good night.